A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer, with Caroline Legato and James Jennings.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Australian Ghost Whisperer, and today we are at the Carrington Hotel in Katoomba in the Blue Mountains. It is meant to be super haunted. There are stories about people seeing figures, hearing voices, babies crying in the middle of the night, children's voices when there's no kids there. So we're expecting Katarina to see a packed amount of spirits in here. You ready for
it, Kat? Yeah, I'm already feeling them as I stand out here. They're waiting for us.
Okay, well, let's not keep them waiting.
Yeah, so we're going to take you on a bit of a fun journey, guys, today. Something a little bit different.
Yeah, it's going to be
come
great.
Come join us.
So here we are. We're in the lounge room at the Carrington. It's got plenty of creepy vibes. Plenty of creepy vibes. Katarina, what are you seeing with your
Well, what I'm seeing in here is lots of women with the big ball gowns. And I feel like some of their husbands have come back from war, and there's so much excitement in the air. And I see kids too. I see little children running around and giggling and laughing. And I feel like there's a sense of celebration in here because the husbands have come back from war, and although some of them are quite, been quite hurt, but there's a sense of excitement in here. So these people, these spirits that are in here are just reliving that moment over and over again. They haven't crossed over, and they've come here and they've stayed here because that was such an exciting time for them.
Right.
So to me, in this room, I get a real party vibe. I'm all dressed up and I feel beautiful, and the husbands are here and they're really proud. I feel a lot of money, like I feel wealthy. This was a place where only the elite could come to. That's what I thought. And the children are all very well dressed and they're running around. And yeah, like I just get a sense of, real excitement in here.
Maybe we should get a drink and join the party.
Yeah, get a champagne cocktail and join the party.
All right.
But yeah, that's what I definitely feel in here. And it's like I can see, even though there's all lounges here, but it's like I can see all these beautiful elaborate tables and, flowers, and it's all set up for this beautiful luncheon. And yeah, just very glamorous. All the women are the white powder on. And
okay.
Yeah, really cool in here.
All right, so
I've always liked this room in the Carrington.
It's nice.
I've always liked, not that I come here often, but I love it in winter. They've got the fireplace burning, and I love coming in here because it's like I always feel like this room's kind of a happy room.
Okay, right. So in terms of a creepy vibe, it's like low. It's like,
well, look,
happy
if you're
ghosts.
Afraid of spirits, then you're going to be creeped out. But I mean, I'm so used to seeing them since I was a child, and they're quite harmless in here. I don't feel there's anything that would,
nothing too dark.
No, I feel like they're just really into themselves, they're celebrating. They're still in that moment of their life where they were celebrating and happy and kids, and they were free, the war just finished and they were all happy.
That's nice. We love a happy ghost. We love a happy ghost.
Happy ghosts in here, guys. See a lot of the maids that worked here up here. I feel like this must have been the quarters where the maids were kept, where they would sleep and stay overnight to look after the guests. And I keep hearing like a bell. That's like the guests, if they needed anything in the middle of the night. Oh, I feel like I can't breathe up here. But they would ring this bell and these maids would have to get up and run to their, whoever was ringing the bell to their guests. And, be of service to them, whether they needed a meal or tea. But I get this sense I can't breathe. I feel like maybe they were overworked. Maybe they were kind of weren't sleeping properly because they were always being, you know, the bell would start ringing and they were just probably getting to a place where they were getting a lot of anxiety from constantly being called through the night, not getting enough sleep. So I really don't feel like there's a nice vibe up here. I feel like the vibe is quite, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm overworked. That's what I feel up here. Not good. Not good. Not happy here. I feel like this must have been like a little bedroom, someone's room that they actually lived in. And like I feel like maybe they were here to oversee the premises all the time, the maintenance and stuff like that. But I feel like, again, I'm seeing an old man with a cigar smoking, a tummy in a suit, and he's like, I'm in charge of this place, and what are you doing in here? Like, I feel like he was a grumpy old man, and he just was kind of, yeah, took care of this place. So I feel like he's still here, because that was his whole life. That's probably all he ever did. So that's what I'm feeling, and I feel like there's a big portal, an open doorway over here, and I feel like a lot of spirits just in that corner, over this sort of this corner, and I feel like there's a lot of spirits coming in and out, in and out. It's like very transient, and he's just drawing in all these spirits because he's so grumpy, and I feel like he must have died of some sort of like a lung stuff, because I feel like, again, that feeling of I can't breathe and I'm coughing all the time. So, yeah, that's what I feel that this area is. Because I feel like this was a doorway that went outside. I feel like this is how we got out through here. So this was kind of his room. Yeah, he's just fat, sitting there on a lounge chair. He's really fat and grumpy, and I think he treated people really badly. Like, he was like, I'm the boss. That's the kind of vibe I'm seeing in here.
You've already seen a bunch of ghosts in here. A lot of them
everywhere.
A lot of them who can't breathe very well. We're now in this stunning ballroom. What do you see here? Do you see more partying? Do you see any dark stuff?
Feeling? This was maybe a men's area, because I can see all the men smoking their cigar with their brandies, and they're talking about
so
the
cliched.
War. And yeah, they loved to smoke, I guess, back in those days. Hey?
Yeah.
But it was, I can't breathe because it's full of spiritual smoke, like all the cigars, and the heavy smell of cigars is what I can smell in here, the brandies, and I can hear them like chatting, all talking, little groups, and so it's like women perhaps didn't come into this area.
Would it be way
too smoky? No, they're kind of looking at us like, what are we doing in here? And I feel like over here that there was like a little band would come and play, like, for the men, like a bit of music,
just
sort of so that they could not be heard, so they could have private sort of meetings. So I feel like I could kind of see like a little band up here, and yeah, I see like it was all these beautiful elaborate lounges again where the men would just gather and, you know, talk business.
Right, okay.
Talk business. That's what this was about. So, you know, women back then, you know, dad didn't have to know about all those things. Yep. Their job was to just look pretty.
Right.
Gosh, I wish I was born in those days. I'd love to just spend my days looking pretty.
Yeah. Jill, I don't think that I would like to.
What did you feel in here?
Oh, yeah, you're
very
right.
Male, very masculine energy. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And like, I'm not like a cliche male. I wouldn't be like to be sitting here smoking cigars and like, oh, let's make a business deal.
Like, yeah, like, and I can feel like their indigestion because they've eaten too much and their bellies are full, and it's like, oh yeah, it's a lot of them were probably a bit overweight and had a lot of ulcers and things like that. I feel like they died of ulcers and, you know, digestive issues.
Right.
because of their heavy diet. The elite were having all this very heavy diet, a lot of alcohol and all the cigars. So yeah.
Big alpha vibes.
Yeah, really. Yeah, really. I reckon back then men probably died, you know, mid 30s to 40s. I think their lifespan was a lot shorter because, yeah, of their diet, their lifestyle.
They might look at me like I'm an old man, like I'm a senior.
Yeah, I'm a senior to them too. So yeah, but that's just because, you know, it was part of, yeah, their lifestyle was not healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I feel like, again, they're still gathered in here because they still think they're holding a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, Katarina, if the movie Ghostbusters taught me anything, it's that libraries are always haunted. And we're in the Carrington's library right now. There's a lot of, like, creepy-looking old books. Mm. I mean, you know, it's weird to say the books look creepy, but they can look creepy. And
I think they look so old and they give off that energy. There's so much energy on the books because they've been read so many times.
Ah.
They've been touched, and so everybody leaves a bit of a print of themselves. That's why the books do feel quite creepy.
But they do.
Yeah, I don't think the people that were reading them were necessarily creepy. It's just anything old always feels... has that creepy feeling because there's so much energy attached to it.
For sure.
But I do feel like a lot of women would come in the library and read because, let's face it, back then there was no television, there was no internet, so reading was like a quiet way of relaxing, you know, in the afternoon with their cup of tea. And it's like I can see the maids arriving with the trolleys and, you know, the teapots and the women all sitting and reading and, you know, a lot of, I feel even a lot of like religious books, like they would read the Bible and, you know, to contemplate. And that's what I feel is happening in this room.
Mm.
So, yeah, a lot of congestion, a lot of spirits still trapped in this space.
Right.
Yeah.
So in terms of like the other room we saw where all the guys were like smoking cigars and like, oh, this is men's business, would the women kind of like be
coming here? Yeah, I feel they'd flock here. Yeah, the women would flock and read books. And I feel like this, I see some of the women even like giggling. I feel like there were perhaps like, you know, books with fashion dresses and they'd all kind of little friends would get together and look at dresses. And I guess back then, I don't know how you ordered them. Maybe you had to write a letter to whoever was making the gown.
Carrier pigeon?
Yeah, who knows? But I feel like they would sit around and choose dresses and hats and things like that. So this was the room where all of that took place in. Yeah, but lots of energy coming off these books, so much energy. A lot of, I feel children too, I feel like there's a lot of books that, you know, children would sit down on the floor with their little legs crossed and they'd read books and so I feel like it's quite a very mental energy in here, a lot of reading and concentration, but also a lot of giggling and fun and they'd order these dresses and hats, so yeah. What I get in here, but it's still very, very haunted. I would not sleep here overnight.
No.
Well, they'd be all chatting to you, and I do feel like they're looking at us like saying, hey, these people need to get out of here. Who are they? You know, don't forget they're seeing us as the intruders into their space.
Okay.
So I do feel like there's a few women over there going, who are those people? Like, what are they doing here?
With the Australian Ghost Whisperer, that's who we are. Don't you know?
Why don't they leave? Why are they dressed so dreadfully?
Hey, take a look at yourself with your old school puffy dresses.
And I'm showing
come knocking on, what we're wearing.
And it's like, that woman showing her legs and her feet.
Oh, the horror.
The horror, exactly. I feel like they're not impressed with us and the way we're dressed.
Yep.
My dress is way too long.
My shirt's untucked. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. That is just no tie and jacket. How dare you
How dare I? And I'm being a smart ass to them as well. They're probably very unappreciative.
They don't like us being here, and I think they just want us to go.
Sorry, m'ladies.
Okay, so let's move on.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, my God.
In this beautiful grand ballroom, I'm seeing lots of brides. I feel like this was a place where they would come for their reception in their beautiful gowns. Like I said, I feel like, you know, the spirits that I've seen here today come from very wealthy families. So it was a place where, you know, if you didn't have money, you couldn't really be here. But I see brides in their beautiful gowns and the groom, and again, a little bit of celebration, quite a bit of celebration in this room also. And the dancing, you know, lots of dancing. Very glamorous, very beautiful. I feel like as I shut my eyes, I can see what it used to look like with all the flowers and the candles burning, and just so glamorous, and the music. Just very, very beautiful, very stylish. Very nice. We'll have to come back here and get married here in our next lifetime, James, if we decide to ever get married again. We've kind of been there and done that, haven't we? Okay, so yeah, that's quite a lovely, lovely energy, really. I actually like the energy in here. I feel like they're writing, you know. You'd come and sit if you needed to write a letter to somebody. And again, the letter would be taken and delivered and all the rest of it. Everything was very proper. So I feel like, yeah, this was definitely like a little writing room. So as I'm looking up along, I feel like this was perhaps the older part of the Carrington Hotel, but I'm looking at the windows and I can see women in very bright red lipsticks and really white painted faces in little slips and things. So I feel like this was a bit of a place where the men went for some sexual adventures, let's say, so where they were entertained by women. Because I can see the women still up there, some quite frumpy, some quite skinny, but all in very flimsy clothing and, you know, entertaining men. And they're looking out the window also because it's like they can feel that I can see them. And, yeah, I just feel like there's still men in there and they're still having sexual adventures. What a way to die. They never stopped. Definitely feel the arrival, you know, the horse and carriages with all the wealthy couples coming down off with their carriages and, you know, coming to the Carrington because it was the place to be in. And yeah, like beautiful carriages, very ornate, very only like I said, only the rich and wealthy could be here.
So there you have it, guys. We've met some of the undead residents, some of the spectral residents of the Carrington Hotel. On a scale of 10, Kat, at 1 to 10, how haunted is the Carrington?
Oh, that's a 10.
It's a 10? It's a 10.
It's pretty haunted. Yeah. Maybe 9.
Maybe 9?
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, we really enjoy going around these places and seeing what's there, even if it does feel a bit heavy and a bit gross and a bit spooky sometimes. So if there's a hotel you think we should go and check out,
let us know.
Katarina can tune in. She'll tell you who's there and what's been going on. And you can probably be thankful you don't always have to see what Katarina sees, because sometimes it's not pleasant. But anyway, thank you for joining us, Katarina. Thank you, as always, for sharing your gift sharing your insight into what you can see. And guys, we hope you liked the video. Please share, subscribe, join our Patreon group, all that good stuff. And we'll see you again for another episode really soon.
See you guys. Bye.
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 To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katarina, please visit www.patreon, that's patreon.com/The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.